Hey, baby. You ready for bed? Would you like me to read to you? Okay. Well, make sure you're as comfortable as possible. And we will switch off the light. And light a candle instead, so that it's nice and cozy with just enough light for me to read. So, if you're comfortable, I'll begin. Chapter 1. Down the Rabbit Hole. Alice was beginning to get very tired of sitting by her sister on the bank and of having nothing to do. Once or twice, she had peeped into the book her sister was reading, but it had no pictures or conversations in it. What is the use of a book? Thought Alice. Without pictures or conversations. So she was considering, in her own mind, as well as she could, for the hot day made her feel very sleepy, whether the pleasure of making a daisy chain would be worth the trouble of getting up and picking the daisies. When suddenly a white rabbit with pink eyes ran close by her. There was nothing so very remarkable in that. Nor did Alice think it was so very much out of the way to hear the rabbit say to itself, "Oh dear, oh dear, I shall be late." When she thought it over afterwards, it occurred to her that she ought to have wondered at this. But at the time, it all seemed quite natural. But when the rabbit actually took a watch out of its waistcoat pocket and looked at it, and then hurried on, Alice started to her feet. For it flashed across her mind that she had never before seen a rabbit with either a waistcoat pocket or a watch to take out of it. burning curiosity. She ran across the field after it. And fortunately, was just in time to see it pop down a large rabbit hole under the hedge. Down went Alice after it. Never once considering how in the world she was to get out again. Straight on like a tunnel for some way, and then dipped down suddenly. So suddenly that Alice had not a moment to think about stopping herself. Before she found herself falling down a very deep well. Either the well was very deep, or she fell very slowly, for she had plenty of time as she went down to look about her and to wonder what was going to happen next. First, she tried to look down and to make out what she was coming to. But it was too dark to see anything. And then she looked at the sides of the well. That they were filled with cupboards and bookshelves. Here and there she saw maps and pictures hung upon pegs. She took down a jar from one of the shelves as she passed. It was labeled orange marmalade. But to her great disappointment, it was empty. she did not like to drop the jar, for fear of hurting somebody underneath. And so managed to put it into one of the cupboards as she fell past it. Would the fall never come to an end? I wonder how many miles I've fallen by this time.